Christ is risen. Good morning, and you're all very welcome to this service of Holy Communion. And this service is going to be marking the beginning of a week of events, a week of mission and outreach that's being carried out in the church through activities throughout the week. And we're looking forward to it. Now, this is a very special service as we have a visiting speaker, and I will introduce her to you in just a wee moment. The announcements for the week are running as usual. There's a few changes. Instead of our Thursday Zoom prayer meeting, there will be a service in the church, an Ascension Day service, and that will be a Holy Communion service. Throughout this week, as I said, there'll be guests at our various events. There'll be guests coming to toddlers, and there will be somebody coming to take communion with us and speak to us on Wednesday morning. Somebody will be joining us at the book club to speak with us on Wednesday evening. And next week, we'll also have visiting speakers. Something that is added in this week is that on Friday, we're going to have a community quiz. So it's an opportunity to come with yourselves and your family and have some fun. Also, it's a good opportunity to bring friends or neighbors. It will be good fun. And we're going to have, while the scores are being counted, we're going to meet Josh from the diocese. And Josh is going to speak to folks briefly about what it means to him to follow Christ. So that's part of our outreach this week. As I said, we have a visiting speaker this morning, Reverend Jan Stevenson, who is the community pastor in Ballyhome Parish. Yes, so she's very welcome, and it's always nice to hear a new voice. Don't nod when I say that. Our own rector this morning is preaching elsewhere, so it's great to hear from Jan. Our service this morning is a service of Holy Communion. Everything you need will be on the screen, but if you wish to follow from the prayer books, it begins on page 201. We pray together. Almighty God, Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ says. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. Lord, have mercy on us, and write these, your laws, in our hearts. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to intercede for us in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us then confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let's stand together for the Gloria. Glory to God. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth. Lord God, Heavenly King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. A special collect for today, this sixth Sunday of Easter. God, our Redeemer, you have delivered us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of your Son. Grant that as by his death he has recalled us to life, so by his continual presence in us he may raise us to eternal joy. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
A reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, beginning at verse 3. No one can say, Jesus is Lord, except by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them, and in everyone, it is the same God at work. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom. To another, a message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by that one Spirit, to another miraculous powers, to another prophecy, to another distinguishing between spirits, to another speaking in different kinds of tongues, and to still another the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and he distributes them to each one just as he determines. Just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all its parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. This is the word of the Lord. Hear the gospel of our Savior Christ according to John chapter 20, beginning at verse 19.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We say together the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God.
We believe in one God,
the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, being with the Father, through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. During our next hymn, we're going to ask the children to go through to Sunday school. And our hymn is hymn number 92, How Sweet the Name of Jesus Sounds.
May my words be in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for your very warm welcome here on a rather damp and drizzly day. We're going to examine this morning what it means to be part of the body of Christ. You and I are part of the body of Christ when we surrender our lives to Jesus. When we ask him into our lives, we become part of a body. It says in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 13, "For we were all baptized by one Spirit into one body." You can tell from my accent that I was not born in Bangor, where I now live. I was born in Cork, and I have attended Church of Ireland all my life because my family, for many generations, are Church of Ireland, and so it's such a pleasure to be with you. I have been ordained for many years. I've served in Lisburn Cathedral, and I've served in St. Patrick's in Coleraine as well. I'm now married to a lovely Bangor man, and so I will probably be in Bangor for the rest of my life. They're very fond of Bangor, these Bangor folk, and it is my privilege to be in Bangor for the rest of my life. And so I am community pastor in the local Bangor parish, with Simon Dugan as my rector, and many of you will remember Simon as curate many years ago here. I started my job 6 months before lockdown. Lockdown came just when I was getting all kinds of ideas, and it just, whew. So I then had a rather longer period than I was planning to pray and to ask God what were his plans to reach out into our community. So as community pastor, I have that glorious role to reach out into the community. So I had two strategies. I said to the vestry at the very beginning, I only know two things. One is I have to do what God asks me to do. I have to try and figure out what is it? How will we reach our local community? What would be his strategy for reaching the local community? And the other strategy was to build teams, that I wouldn't be going on my own, I wouldn't be doing it on my own, the church would have to learn to trust me, that actually anything Jan does is done well, and she won't ask me to do something terrifying, maybe a little bit scary, but not, woo. So we were going to go together into our community. Can I just say, we have had a fantastic time. It has gone better than I could ever imagine. By following God, he has blessed so many things that we have done in our community. We've run litter picking on our local Ballyhome beach. We have run book swaps for cancer charities. We have had community tree planting in our local park. We have had fun days on our church lawn. We have had Christmas events. We have are just about to have our second annual sandcastle building competition. And last year there was about 200 people on the beach doing a sandcastle competition. I say we because it is now in partnership with the local churches, schools, businesses and residents coming together under the umbrella of Love Ballyhome. So we have a Facebook page. Go look at what we're doing. It really is quite exciting. And it did all start with yours truly praying and asking God, what will we do to reach our local community? So let's look at those two points, following the Holy Spirit and being part of the body. How do we follow the Holy Spirit? Well, my work in Coleraine taught me one very valuable lesson. There's a huge difference between a good idea and a God idea. And so it was worth investing in asking God, what was his idea? We often say, oh, I've got a good idea. And then we ask God to bless that idea. And he does. He's very generous. But there is a difference to just praying and saying to him, what is your idea? How can we reach our local community? And so developing that sensitivity to God's Spirit. And that takes a lifetime. And you're all at it, I know you are, because every time you pray, there's a sensitivity developing to the Holy Spirit. And then crowning God, Lord of the big things and the small things. Talking to him, I think quite often we have a difficulty and we tell him how to fix it. whereas in actual fact, by asking him what he would like us to pray for, it swaps it all around and it helps us to develop that sensitivity and trust that he will lead us in all of those challenges. The passage that we're looking at today is talking about the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, the giver of good gifts to his church. Verse 4 says, "There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but God works all of them in all men." And so God the Holy Spirit is called three names in this verse. He's called the Spirit, the Lord, and God. But also the context is the context of serving others. We're given gifts not just for ourselves and for our own Christian journey, but to actually bless others. Love Bally Home is now a community group. It grew out of that first Christmas. Do you remember that dreadful Christmas where we couldn't meet anybody or see anybody and we were really shut in our own homes? Well, a group of us were praying and we met another group of people who were in our community who haven't a Christian faith. And we were all thinking the same thing. How can we bring some cheer to our local community? And so we teamed up with the local hairdresser and we put up a Christmas tree in Ballyhome on his property, because public Christmas trees are a bit so plugged into his sockets under his insurance. And we couldn't tell anybody we were doing it because a crowd would have gathered and we weren't allowed to do that. And so we had a pop-up celebration where we actually recorded it and people were able to pass by and see that Christmas tree. But that has turned into three large community events. So we now have hundreds turning up for the switch on of the lights. Our local schools all sing, which brings all the mummies and grannies and everybody out to that event, which has happened every year since. At Easter, we hold an event on our front lawn. And again, we have hundreds of people in our property. And this year they did a trail around the inside of the church. And so about 250 people came round and answered questions. Like it was humorous, you know, a bit of humor is always good. So we were asking, and we have St. Finian, and it just popped into my head that my question was, what's round his head? A halo, a bad haircut, or, you know, and I had something else. And so, you know, people loved it. And at the end, they spoke to the ladies and they said, "Your church is beautiful. It's so peace-filled here." People in our local community who've never been into the church, and the two ladies at the back delighted to say, "Well, we're here every Sunday and we would love if you would like to come back," and extended this warm welcome to people in our local community to come back if they like. We planted 500 trees in March. And again, we had people from the local community planting trees in memory of their loved ones. So, you know, people don't get to do these things, but at community events, they do. And it really was life-giving for our community. We're at the moment trying to get a defibrillator on the outside of our church because, again, you know, there's actually none in Ballyhome Village. There's lots in churches, but when it, or in the shops, but when the doors of the shops close, if you happen to have a heart attack out of ours. So that's a way we can serve our local community. You are starting a sermon series called Heralding the King, or you're launching into a week of events. We had the wonderful coronation of King Charles III, and I'm sure, like me, most of you were delighted that it was a church service, and he accepted authority from the King of Kings. And so, as people in our local community, we have so much to offer. And so I would encourage you, as you go into this week, be thinking about the person you can invite to those events. People outside of church circles, they do not have the hope we have. They do not have that growing trust that there is a God in heaven who loves them. And they really need that. And so in reaching out, we are doing no more than sharing the hope that we have. And so as we close, I'm going to just encourage you to say to God, what would you like me? What's the next step in walking in step with the Holy Spirit? Let's pray. Holy Spirit, we thank you that you are the Lord of life. We thank you that you give life. We thank you that you desire to breathe life into us and our churches and our local communities. We ask, Lord, that you would speak to us, maybe this morning, maybe over the coming week, and show us how we can serve our local community. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Our prayers continue. Heavenly Father, we give this coming week to you. We ask that Jan's words will settle and grow in our hearts and in our minds. And we thank you that she has shared from your word to us today. In the same way that our Lord Jesus Christ used to walk the roads of Galilee and Jerusalem, this week, as we walk down Craigie Park or one of the Stirlings or Merrick, the streets that we live on, would we take Christ with us? And Heavenly Father, as we speak to our neighbors and friends this week, may we do that as Christ. And in all our flaws, in all our differences and difficulties, we thank you for your grace that still calls us to be Christ to the community. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the celebrations that have gone on over the last few days, and people have celebrated the coronation of a king. And Heavenly Father, without detracting from that at all, your Son is the King of Kings. All tongues will confess, all knees will bow in the presence of Christ the King. So Heavenly Father, help us bring Christ to the community this week. And may you bless our tiny hands and effort and make it big. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. May the love of the Father and the love of the Son abide in your church, O God. Pour out your Holy Spirit of truth and challenge the narrowness of our vision and our charity. And we join our praises with all who worship and adore you, whether they are known to us or unknown. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Loving Father, you challenge the structures of the world with a justice that reaches beyond self-interest. As we think of rulers in the world and governments in the world, from Russia across Europe, through Africa to America, all over the world, may we hold before us the standard of true peace. Keep us faithful to the ways of your commandments. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Loving Lord Jesus, you challenge us with a new standard to live by. Confront us with the consequences of our actions and lead us to repentance and restore in all people the image of your glory. Loving Spirit, breathe upon your frail ones your life-restoring presence. Raise us up to sing for your goodness and mercy. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And blessed Lord, you hold all souls in life. bring all the departed to the place of refreshment and peace, and bring us to share in the life that you give. And in a quiet moment, we bring to you those whom we know and those whom we love, those who are in need of wholeness and restoration. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Merciful Father, accept these our prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our prayers continue with the prayer of humble access. We do not presume. We do not presume to come to this your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table, but you are the same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him and he in us. Amen. Christ is our peace. He has reconciled us to God in one body by the cross. We meet in his name and we share in his peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Let's continue our worship together as we sing hymn number 125, omitting verse 2. We sing, Hail to the Lord's Anointed.
Thank you.
Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us celebrate the feast. The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Let us pray. Father, Lord of all creation, we praise you for your goodness and your love. When we turned away, you did not reject us. You came to meet us in your Son, welcomed us as your children, and prepared a table where we might feast with you. In Christ, you shared our life that we might live in him and he in us. He opened wide his arms upon the cross, and with love stronger than death, he made the perfect sacrifice for sin. Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, on the night before you died, you came to table with your friends. Taking bread, you gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the bread of life. At the end of supper, you took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the true vine. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. Holy Spirit, giver of life, come upon us now and may this bread and wine be to us the body and blood of our Savior Jesus Christ. As we eat and drink these holy gifts, make us who know our need of grace one in Christ, our risen Lord. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, blessed Trinity, with your whole church throughout the world, we offer you this sacrifice of thanks and praise, and lift our voice to join the song of heaven, forever praising you and saying, "Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Thanks be to you, our God, for your gifts beyond words. Amen, amen, amen." The bread which we break is a sharing in the one body of Christ. We being many are one body, for we all share in the one bread. Draw near with faith. Receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood, which he shed for you. Remember that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. God our Father, whose Son Jesus Christ gives the water of eternal life, may we also thirst for you, the spring of life and source of goodness, through him who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We pray together, Almighty God. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us this morning for our service of Holy Communion. And thank you very much to you, Jan, for coming and sharing with us this morning, and also for sharing communion with us. It's always a lovely thing. I want to give you a couple more pieces of information before you go. First of all, the coming week is also Christian Aid Week. And so these envelopes, the Christian Aid Week, will be based in our church, and these envelopes will be distributed. And so when they come through your door, if you're able to contribute, please do. Also, there are one or two books left. When I say one or two, I think it's 25 books left. These are books that we've been distributing to celebrate the coronation and to invite people to our events this week. They're at the back as you leave. If you're able to have a wee look and see if yours is there's still a few there, and if you're able to take some and deliver them on behalf of the congregation, we'd be very grateful. And if you can do that, if you take an envelope and there's a book to go along with every envelope. We heard some sad news of the passing of Lynn Kelly just 2 days ago, and her funeral service will be on Thursday morning. So please think of her family this week. Our closing hymn is 251, and we'll close with a prayer before we sing Hallelujah, Hallelujah. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you all and those whom you love. Amen.
Thank you.
peace and love and serve the Lord.